If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is Tickle My Fancy, written and read by Molly Moore. He points at the bed. Lay down. It's a request, not a command, but I take up his offer. The message he had sent me earlier today gave me the distinct impression he had plans for me tonight. Not a punishment as such, we don't play like that, but maybe a lesson to learn is a better phrase. He secures the cuffs around my ankles and wrists, and then attaches each one in turn to the ties attached to the frame of the bed. He steps back and admires me for a moment, his eyes travelling all over my body before finally finding my eyes. He smiles at me, but it is that smile, the one full of knowing, and it makes me shiver in anticipation of what he might have planned for me. The blindfold is unexpected. He rarely uses one because he knows I like to see, but tonight he ignores my faint protests and fixes it firmly over my eyes, robbing me of my sight. The darkness behind the fur lining is very complete. I can hear him moving around the room. There is the telltale noise of the zip on the bag he keeps under the bed, which contains all of his toys. I call them toys, but many people would call them instruments of torture. I wonder which one his hand will fall to tonight. The bed shifts beneath his weight and I brace myself. There is that silent pause. I can just make out the sound of his breathing, but nothing else, and I hate it. The tension, the weight. Just do it, I growl at him. And he does, but it is not anything that I had imagined. No clamps or floggers or hot wax. He is tickling me, mercilessly. For a split second I am frozen, my body tight and tense beneath his roaming fingers. But then the sensation takes over and I'm thrashing around, pulling against the cuffs that hold me down, twisting and turning, crying out. In a surprisingly quick amount of time, I can feel my chest tightening with the exertion of fighting and laughing simultaneously. As quick as he started, he stops. My body slumps weakly down into the bed, and my lungs draw great billows of air into my chest, trying to regain some balance to my breathing. "I told you not to tickle me," he says. The memory of me sitting across his back the other night and tickling him makes a smile appear on my face. "I can still see you think it's funny," he responds. "No, no, I don't," I protest, but it's too late and the tickle torture starts again. "I'm not going to stop this time," he tells me as his fingers dig and paw at my sides and stomach. "But if you want it to stop, you know how to make that happen." His fingers seem to pause for just a second, as if he is giving me a chance to blurt out my safe word if I want to. But when I purse my lips together, the tickling resumes. This awful torture that feels almost painful, but makes me laugh. I hate it. The sound of the doxy is unmistakable. I don't need my eyes to know that is what he is now holding in his one free hand. I can also easily imagine the sadistic smile that is adorning his beautiful lips. Now I totally understand his plans and why I am securely cuffed, both legs and ankles and wrists, to the bed. He needs both hands free and me to be utterly unable to move away to truly teach me a lesson. There is nothing I can do to steel myself for what happens next. The tickling has made me hypersensitive, and when the powerful vibes of the doxy hit my clit, my whole body convulses. He pushes it firmly into my folds, pinning my hips down with it, but with his other hand he continues to tickle my stomach and sides, running over my rib cage and under my breasts, jumping from one place to the other, so there is no pattern, no chance for me to anticipate his touch. I am squealing and laughing and almost crying at the intensity of it all. I want it to stop, but I also don't, and I realise I'm actually trying to push my hips upwards to meet the head of the vibrator that is throbbing between my thighs. I want to come. He knows me well enough to know that, and I don't know what he does. Something minor, a slight shift in the angle of the doxy, or just the amount of pressure he is applying, and it's enough, too much in fact. My orgasm rips through me, my cunt spasms, and I can feel the wetness gush from me and coat my thighs. The doxy falls silent and the tickling has stopped. I am gasping for breath now, my chest heaving as my lungs desperately try to drag air back into me. His mouth is so close to my ear and his hand is resting on my chest. Breathe, he coaches. Slowly, with me, in and out. Again, in and out. I focus on the sounds on his voice. My body continues to shake and twitch, my nerves so on edge that they can't quite stop. But soon my breathing starts to settle and he eases the blindfold from my face. Are you all right? He asks, and I can see the concern, but also something else in his face. Desire, or maybe it's love. I nod up at him. Was it how you imagined? Was it as good as you thought it would be? It was better, I confess. So do you ever plan on tickling me again? I pause, pondering his question. His hand is running up and down my thigh, soft, caressing tickles. And even though I've already come, I know my body wants more. I want him to fuck me now, to feel his cock hard and thick filling me up. Please, I whimper. What do you want? But he is climbing between my thighs and stroking his cock to make it fully hard, so I know he knows the answer. The head of his cock is brushing up against my cunt. I tilt my hips in an offering. As he slides into me, I say, yes, I plan to tickle you again. If you enjoyed this, find more of my work at mollysdailykiss.com and hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.